News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good evening. We are expecting a chance of showers and storms through the overnight tonight. Mostly scattered. Temperatures in the upper 50s. It is 6:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. A tough crowd for the new IRS chief at the first congressional hearing since the word of lost emails linked to accusations of Tea Party targeting. Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin has more from Capitol Hill.
IRS Commissioner John Koskinen offered his best explanation for why emails from former employee Lois Lerner went missing and why it took so long to tell Congress.
It was not clear then whether Lerner emails were overlooked, missing, or had other technical issues involved.
Ultimately, he says, efforts to recover data after a hard drive crash failed. It's not enough to quiet doubts from Ways and Means Committee Chairman Republican Dave Camp.
What I didn't hear in that was an apology to this committee.
I don't think an apology is owed.
Koskinen and committee Democrats fired back at suggestions of a cover-up is nothing more than Republican hyperpartisanship. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Governor Walker taking his defense in the John Doe investigation to a national audience, appearing on Fox and Friends this morning. He told the crowd that the investigation has, quote, been resolved by two judges who made individual decisions that went his way during the course of the probe. Prosecutors and the presiding judge in the case have not declared an end to the case just yet. Last month, federal Judge Rudolph Randa at least temporarily halted the probe, saying the Wisconsin Club for Growth had its free speech rights violated by being ordered by prosecutors to remain silent. According to court records yesterday, prosecutors say Walker and two Republican operatives broke election laws by coordinating campaigns and fundraising using candidates and a dozen outside conservative groups. Hundreds of military advisors are expected to begin their work in Iraq as early as tomorrow. Their arrival comes as Iraqi government troops are slowing the advance of Sunni militants who've been closing in on Baghdad. Militants are said to control at least five cities in the north and east of the country. ISIS militants have also reportedly seized a chemical weapons storage facility that was once part of Saddam Hussein's arsenal. Sports tonight, it's the Brewers versus the Colorado Rockies. That is a late start at 7:05. You'll hear that game here on WSAU. The Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin, partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, a slight chance of a shower or storm, patchy fog otherwise, a low of 58. Fog continuing Saturday morning, widely scattered showers and storms in the afternoon, a high of 79, partly cloudy and a chance of storms on Saturday night with a low of 60. Again, a late start to the Brewers game tonight, Brewers versus the Rockies pregame at 7:05. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.